Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel throws the ball into Koenig, who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bengo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pip Gris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn has Lazzari trapped. There's the throw to Dykes and over to Cochran, who tags Lazzari for the out. Bengo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran bunts, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Koenig moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth is walked intentionally. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koenig tags and scores. Gehrig tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Koenig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball to center field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Bishop. Bishop fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Bishop. Gehrig moves all the way to home. It's 4-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Gene Robertson. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bengo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. George Pipkras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipkras is 0-for-3 in the game. Pipkras hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Joe Dugan now playing third base. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Yankees Stadium in New York.